morning. It is good to be back. Last time I came back and shared, it was the second Sunday of December, and supposedly the last Sunday of January, I was scheduled for sharing and preaching, but because of my special trip to Africa, Tanzania, East Africa, so I couldn't make it. I promise you, from now to June, I have twice, another one in May, I'll come back and share. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, because you people pray for me, also pray for our ministry, preparing workers to reach out to the Muslim people. And our church in Africa actually is growing, so it's very exciting, because you know, last year January they had persecution, the church was burned down, but they are getting ready to build a new church building, and they are reaching out to villages in spite of Boko Haram. They are not too far away. I'm trying not to put missionary in that region because it's not safe, but I'm planning to go back for another visit. So if any one of you are interested, let me know. Our airplane only can take 3 people, so you know, the tiny airplane. So if you want to go, let me know early, because if you are the 3rd person, sorry, I cannot take you. Yeah. Yeah. So I invite Job to come with me, so we'll see if he can come with me. But anyway, this morning I would like to just share with you a story about family. You know, I quote Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Do you have Bible, or can you show it on the screen? You know, in the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15, the most famous phrase, or the same, you know, the word that Joshua has spoken in the Bible, just really help a lot of people, because he say, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." So let's read this verse together, okay? Okay, let's start reading together. "But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom we will serve, whether gods your fathers serve over the river, or old gods of the Ammonites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." You know, I really like to see family serving the Lord together. So if your family are Christians, coming to church, praise the Lord. If some of them are not yet Christian, please pray for them, because family serving the Lord is really, really blessing, a real blessing. I can testify from my own family. I try to go through the Bible and see how many families serving the Lord. I don't find a lot. I don't find a lot of families with parents' name and children's name, and they serve the Lord together. But that doesn't mean that serving the Lord as a family is not important. You know, in the church history, we know a lot. You know, even among us, we have our families serving the Lord, you know, from you know, the last generation or whatever, you know, like missionaries or pastors or different ways of serving the Lord. If given the chance for them to tell us the testimony, it will be something that we really like to hear and to know. But here this morning, I would like to encourage all of us here. If your parents are not here, or some of your brothers and sisters are not here, you pray for them so that one day they will join us, okay? We want to see the family in the church, and you know, worshipping our God and learning how to serve the Lord. Why I say this? Because from my own family, I realize that in the work with the Lord, on the spiritual journey, in one sense, we help our children to grow, you know, into a person that they love the Lord, they are willing to serve the Lord. But on the other hand, our children encourage us also, as parents, you know, to move forward to serve the Lord together. So this is something that I would really like all of us to pray and to think about. How can I help, you know, and pray and encourage our whole family to come to church and serve the Lord together, worship the Lord together? This is very important. You know, every time when I serve the Lord with James Taylor, the fifth generation of Hudson Taylor. Anyone know about Hudson Taylor? You know, 151 years ago, Hudson Taylor went from England to China as missionary. And then, you know, the fifth generation, James Taylor, he is taller than his grandfather, and his Mandarin is somehow better than me, and then maybe better than his English. He has a Taiwanese girl wife, so they serve the Lord very well, and they love the Lord and they serve the Lord, and Lord just bless them. So I really admire people like this, because not because of their successfulness, but because they serve the Lord and the Lord's name glorified, and they are blessed. We can see that. So if we want our family to be blessed, you know, to learn how to come to the Lord, you know, in unity, I mean, in, you know, love each other, encouraging each other. Sometimes we do have tears, you know, but we learn how to forgive each other, accept each other. So it's very beautiful. It's very beautiful. I just think about my own family. You know, Sumu and I, and then we have three children. We went through a lot of challenges. And those challenges bring back the memory. They bring back, you know, the family, the oneness of the family in a very unique sense. Because as a family, we remember, you know, the year we were in Melbourne, the year we were in France, the year we were in Africa. You know, a lot of things happen. It's not that a lot of family, you know, have this kind of experience. So every time when we think back about that period of time, we can see the hand of God in our family, guiding us, leading us, and then just helping us making decision. You know, when we need to face something, we challenge each other, we cry together, we hug together, and it's very, very unique. So even though today my family job even is nearer than David and Ruth, but you know, we feel like David is quite close also, because of the, you know, like high-tech thing, or David comes back more often than Job, so things like that, you know. And then Ruth, of course, she is the one that really holds our family together, because she communicates so well and just, you know, and call us and hey, Daddy and Mommy, where are you? Why you didn't talk to me for 2 weeks already? So, you know, kind of thing. So just try to put us together. And we really enjoy as a family. So what I want to share with you is, you know, just a few things that we, you know, periods in our family, we try to, you know, learn how to serve the Lord together. Before I got married, I prayed to God that I would like to find my partner that can serve the Lord together with me and work together with me for the whole life. And that was my prayer. And then in the early 70s, I met Sumu, and we were dating for 8 years. That was long. And then we were separate in two different countries for 4 years while I was in the college. So we thought that, you know, maybe that never happened, because who knows, she may, you know, meet someone better than me or something. But anyway, when I came back, I proposed and she accepted. I say, well, this is not just a marriage, this is something that we would like to serve the Lord together. So we talk about how many children we want. So we say two, but my mom say, no, four. So, well, I'm glad that we don't stop at two, because otherwise we don't have Ruth. But, my mom say, no, four. But because of Sumu's diabetic, so doctor say maybe it's not a good idea to have another child. But we are so blessed that with three children, you know, we stay on the top of the church building. That means downstairs is like in a meeting hall or chapel. We stay on top. So our children basically they grew up with all kinds of meetings. Every meeting, they attend the meetings. The prayer meetings, youth group, when they were 1 year old, 2 year old, they joined it, so they know everybody, they really like it. And I was amazed to see Job. When David was born, David is 15 months younger than Job. So when David was born the day, and Job starts singing, 15 months old, singing the whole thing, like whole songs, like Thou Art Great, three verses he memorized. You can see, the children's and serve the Lord with the family, grew up in this kind of environment. It's just got a lot of spiritual blessings there. And then Job is not very rule obeying child. I mean he never let us put on the safety belt. And when he was 15 months old, he stood at the back of the car and refused to sit down because he said, I cannot see anything. So, but he refused to put on the safety belt. So I need to drive around because Sumu was in the hospital. So we need to go to see baby David and whatever. But he just singing and singing. I would say, oh, God bless your heart. I mean, this 15 months old. Singing, I think he can sing at that time at least 10 songs, hymns, they can memorize one verse or more than one verse. He just keeps singing. So I just felt like as parents or family, we are blessed by children that grew up in a spiritual environment and knowing God. And, that's a very, very special, very special. So, all three of our children, they were born in Malaysia, but they can never learn our own mother tongue. They cannot speak our own mother tongue. They pick out different languages, but they say Fuchao is too difficult. I kind of admit that because we do have Fuchao in the church. They are from the different, just the other side of the mountain, and I can't understand what they are talking about. So, Fuchao is kind of difficult. But anyway, when God called us to serve, we serve as church planting and reaching out. Our children, they were with us all the time. And then when we want to go to Africa to be missionaries, so we say, okay, we need some cross-cultural training. So we went to Australia, Melbourne for 2 years. It was something, David was crying because he never go to school before. We went to Melbourne and he know almost no English at all. So he was the only boy in the classroom with 20 other students, and the teacher cannot understand him and he cannot understand the teachers. So he cried and cried and so loud that even we reach home, we feel like we still can hear his crying. It's not that far away. I mean, the school is at down the mountain. We are on the top. Maybe the wind direction blew, so we heard him cry. So as parents, we really felt like, wow, this is so difficult. And after a week, David told mom, saying, I'm not going to cry today. So we couldn't believe it. So we went to the school and he just said bye. He went into his class, and after that, he never cried. And he was the only one show up on the newspaper because he was so famous in school. and they put his picture on a newspaper in Australia, Melbourne, you know, Melbourne newspaper, because he jumped for the heart, so hard. But anyway, you know, it's so encouraging. We travel together as a family when they were so young. We travel together, and then when they have for some English, then we went to France again. That was year 91. It was so difficult because none of us can speak French. So it's very difficult. I just felt like, you know, as Chinese parents, we can never do this to our children, because we would like our children to have good school, you know, have good grades, so have good future. But like us, we moved from Australia, Malaysia to Australia to France, and then after we moved to Africa, we just felt like, what about our children? You know, it's very difficult for them to have a good foundation in any language, and then have good education. It's very difficult. But, you know, our children just handle it so well. And they say that, okay, where my parents go, we'll go together. That's a simple faith and a simple commitment. It's very encouraging. I remember when we, you know, depart from France, it was snowing. After 5 and a half hours flight direct south, cross the Sahara Desert, and land in Niger, the Niamey, the capital. It was so hot, 39 degrees in the winter. I said, come on, 39 degrees, almost 100 degrees in the winter. And we were so, you know, kind of like, wow, can our children, you know, survive? I remember when the aeroplane, the door opened, we need to walk down the staircase because no bridge. And then Ruth was with me. Ruth say the first word she said in Africa, I can never forget. She said, Daddy, look, they got light. The street light, airport, of course we got light, otherwise how can you land, you know. But that's so encouraging to us, because she was so surprised that this is not too bad, you know. And we were so encouraged, like, okay, our children felt like this is okay. So she encouraged at least me a lot. Emily also said, wow, that's really, you know, a good start for missionary life. Then we arrived there, we couldn't find, you know, they put us in a whole family in a small room, and we don't have the local money, we don't have food, because we arrived there around 10 in the p.m. and no, you know. But anyway, we just felt like, you know, serving the Lord as a family, it was really, you know, a blessing. And then the after 2 days, we traveled from the capital to where the mission field that we are supposed to go. So after 2 days, from dawn before the sunrise to sunset, you know, from 5 something to another sunset, it was so far away from anywhere. And Ruth said, I will never come back this way again. So I always say, okay, come on. You know, we haven't started. The first trip, you say, you're not coming back to this direction, so what should we do? But, you know, Ruth is someone that really says something, just stick in our heart. So the first day we arrived on the mission field, we went to the market to buy food. And for the whole morning, our whole family go around, we couldn't recognize any food that we know how to eat. And then we came back around lunchtime and no food. And we said, must be something there. And then we went down and then asked around, no language. They were supposed to have a missionary family, but because it was near Christmas, so they were, you know, out somewhere, it's not at the station. So we try and try and try, and finally we found a few sweet potato. And we have sweet potato for maybe a couple of meals, I don't know. But it was Ruth again. When we cook, Ruth tastes it, say, "Wow, this is the best sweet potato in the world." I say, "Wow, thank you, Ruth." You see, this kind of encouragement really helped to bond our family together. You know, that's how many years ago. You know, every time when we talk about it, sounds like yesterday. And when our family get together, you know, we talk about things in the past, how God blessed us as a family because we serve Him, He blessed us. So everybody just, you know, turn our attention to God and just praise the Lord. And that encouraged us a lot, really a lot. So, you see, this is a very, very, encouraging the children, encouraging the parents, you know. If you know Job and Ruth, they never really have to worry about their study result, but not David. Okay, if you give David a chance, he will prefer to stay outside, not in the room. That means even when the teacher is teaching, he can do something outside. That means he is not studying. And they worry him a lot because he say, "Dad, how can I, you know, go to university or college or get more education or do what I want to do?" It was so special that mission school, the SIM run school, almost all the teachers are missionaries, and they committed to help each student to pass the high school. We don't have anyone in this school not passing the high school in the history. So more than 40 years already. No one. Each student, if a foreign, the teachers will help you, personal tutors just help you. And then I remember, you know, David said, "I really want to be a pilot." We say, "No, you just hang in there, try your best." He says, "It's not fair. I spent 3 hours and Job spent 30 minutes. And he got A and I almost got D." So he says, "It's not fair." I said, "It's okay, you know, you just hang there. God's grace is sufficient." And today, David said that, you know, "I got to pay to do something that I like." That is the best, you know, the best thing that he said is in his life. So he is so, you know, self-confidence now is so different from before when he was in primary school, junior high school. He was suffering a lot. He never show on the stage when there is a reward time. He never show up. Never in his student lifetime. Never. But today he is the most, happiest young man. You know, he really enjoying his life. So we really like, you know, being serving the Lord, because the fact that in my family, okay, my family, when I say my family, I say extended family, we get together once in 2 years, sometimes 3 years, as an extended family. We have 30 older people. And David always look back and see the cousin say, "Wow, I was like him." And those cousins never do well in school, and they end up doing something, you know, it's just difficult to have a good life. And they will say, "Wow, I am with this family that served the Lord, and God bless me. Because otherwise, I will be like them also, sitting at the roadside, repair bicycle or something. You can earn a living, but probably not a family. It's so difficult." So he is so graceful and grateful and just saying that God is so good to us. God is so good to us. So I just look back and see Job serving the Lord, you know, and then Ruth is so enjoying herself in Thailand. I know someone here will visit her soon. Thank you for doing that. Just give her some encouragement, because she persuaded me to help her to make her garden nicer. So we work on the garden for some time. And then her dog just helped her a lot to overturn everything and pull up the rose, everything. So she's a little bit down, like not too happy about the dog. But she said the dog is a nice dog. So I say, okay, you need to take the balance, see, you know, what to do about it. But anyway, she enjoyed her life, and she is going to China again next month, and then going to Niger, Africa again in May. So she is everywhere, and she has friends everywhere. So see, you know, if you really pray for your family, so that your family love the Lord, family come to church, learn how to serve the Lord together, doesn't matter where, here or somewhere else, you know, once we do that, you can see the blessing of God just come so abundantly into our family. So this is so unique, so good. You know, our family do have one thing, we have problem for years and years. We cannot forgive for one another for one thing. And then a few years ago, we challenged it. And then we cry together, we refuse to forgive, we refuse to confess our sin. And then finally the Holy Spirit just broke us, and then we hug each other. I mean, you say, well, pastor's family, how can this happen? It happened. We hurt each other. Intentionally or unintentionally, we don't know. But anyway, someone got hurt. And then we just neglect it. We just ignore it. And the hurt just keep, you know, until one time we hit on this something so sensitive, and it just burst up and they start just crying and shouting at each other. You say, wow, pastor, it's not true. I say, it's true. It happened. But I'm so glad that after that, our whole family become, you know, so, you know, just so good. As a family, we don't have anything that divide us, separate us anymore. So this is, when you serve the Lord as a family, then the Holy Spirit work in your family. Then the children encourage parents, parents helping children. You know, this is something that, you know, as a family is supposed to be. Especially as a Christian family is supposed to be. So what I'm saying is, you know, by God's grace, it can be, you know, your family serving the Lord as a family. Like Joshua's, you know, testimony. Like what our family experienced. So I'm not preaching something deep or theological thing, but I'm saying that the grace of God is sufficient for our family. And I do believe that the grace of God is sufficient for your family also. So doesn't matter how old you are, pray and trust the Lord that He is going to bless your family. So I know one young man in our congregation. I don't see him this morning. His mom called someone and said that, my son told me saying that you need to be a good Christian, go to church on time, because I cannot drive myself, you need to drive me, but I don't want to be at church late. I was so encouraged to see a 12, 13 years old saying this to his mom, and his mom called my wife Sumu and said, wow, you see, this my son asked me to be, you know, a more you know, truthful, or you know, more a real Christian or better Christian. I know this is happening. You know, we need to pray for our family and help our family to get the blessing from the Lord. If our whole family come to church, worship, and come to church and learn how to serve Him together, so can we do that? Can we do that? I think we can. You may say, oh, my family member, like parents, they will never come to the Lord or come to church. Well, it may be hard, but we never know. In 1979, when I was in a Bible seminary, my one of my professors, she cried during the chapel. Chapel means, you know, we have morning time, you know, professor sharing or preaching. And she was one of our favorite. You know, she was 60 years old. She cried so hard and everybody just felt like, wow, something must be, you know, serious happening. And after a while, she said, sorry. She said, I pray for my mom. She is 90 years old. And last night, she accepted the Lord. I mean, pray for 30 years. And she accepted the Lord. And my teacher was 60 years old. And she cried like a baby. We praise the Lord. I can never forget about it. Because we may think it's difficult. Yes. Not easy. But if we, you know, keep praying, keep trusting the Lord, miracle can happen in our family. So brothers and sisters, again I say, no matter which age you are, God is going to use you to bless your family so that your family can be blessed, can serve the Lord together, you know, no matter where, no matter how. And God is going to, you know, to bless you if you trust Him in prayer. And in your Christian life, show your love, your care for them, and help them to realize that this is what we mean by Christian. Can we pray? Yeah, let's pray together. And Father God, we want to thank you. Thank you for the testimony of Hudson Taylor's family. Thank you that Joshua made this statement that helped and encouraged a lot of Christians, you know, in the history. Thank you for the way that you bless our families. We just want to thank you and bless our children. You know, we ask it, Lord, among us, if we have someone that have family members not yet Christian and not realize that family serving the Lord is important, just help us to pray for them, encourage them, so that we can see one day our whole family can come to the church and learn your word and learn how to serve you and really experience your rich blessing, your abundance blessing, Lord. We want to thank you for everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Okay, thank you.